Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the MN Swing Distort Formula, using an automation first workflow in the resampling area of drum and bass production. In this lesson, we're going to take a raw MN break and turn it into something much more alive, a swingy, gritty, evolving drum loop that feels like it belongs in a real DNB arrangement. The whole mindset here is simple but powerful. Don't just process the break, perform it, print it, and reuse it as arrangement material. That's the big idea. We're building movement with automation first, then resampling the result, then chopping that resample into fresh parts for fills, drops, and transitions. This is one of the fastest ways to make your drums feel modern, aggressive, and musical at the same time. Start by creating an audio track and dragging in an Amen break sample. Make sure warp is enabled. For an Amen, a good starting point is beats mode, with preserve set around 1/16 or 1/8. You don't want to overclean the break. A little looseness and air is part of the classic jungle character. If you want a more modern rolling feel, tighten the grid a bit more, but don't sterilize it. For tempo, a good range is around 172 to 174 BPM for modern DNB. If you want a darker halftime crossover feel, go a little lower. And if you're aiming for something sludgier and moodier, dropping into the 160s can work really well. Now before you start adding heavy processing, set up a control chain that's easy to automate. A solid stock device order is AQ8, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, and utility. If you have Live 12 suite, you can also try roar in place of or before saturator for a nastier, more complex harmonic edge. And if the break needs to glue back together after processing, glue compressor can help later on. On EQ8, start with a gentle high pass somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. You can make a small cut in the 250 to 400 Hz area if the break feels boxy, and maybe a tiny shelf up top if it needs more air. Keep this subtle. The goal is control, not surgery. For auto filter, set it to a low pass 24 type and start with a cutoff quite open, around 18 to 20 Hz. That gives you room to automate the tone down later without making the first section too dull. Keep resonance low to medium unless you want a more obvious sweep. On saturator, start with just a little drive, maybe +2 to +5 dB, and keep soft clip on. That gives you some edge without immediately crushing the life out of the break. Drum bus can add more attitude. Start with light drive, a little crunch, and only bring in boom if you actually want low-end reinforcement. For this lesson, I'd keep boom off on the main break most of the time. Utility is there for gain staging, mono checks, and simple level compensation. Now here's the core formula. We're going to automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus drive and crunch, and utility gain. That combination creates the feeling that the break is getting tighter, dirtier, and more animated as the phrase moves forward. Thinking passes, not settings. That's a really important mindset here. You're not trying to find one perfect static sound. You're trying to record a performance of the break across time. Let's shape an 8-bar loop. In bars 1 and 2, keep the break fairly clean and open. Let it act as the groove anchor. In bars 3 and 4, start increasing pressure. Close the filter slightly, raise the saturator drive a little, and bring in a touch more drum bus crunch. In bars 5 and 6, push harder. This is where the distort part of the formula really happens. Let the break get gritty and compressed. Then in bars 7 and 8, pull it back. Reopen the filter, reduce distortion, and let the loop breathe before it comes back around. That rise and release motion is what makes the break feel musical instead of just endlessly processed. And in drum and bass, that matters a lot. The snare often carries the phrase, so if your automation starts killing the snare, back off and rebalance. The goal is to preserve the transient hierarchy while still adding excitement. In Ableton, press it to show automation lanes. Then choose your target parameters and draw smooth ramps instead of random jumps. Use long curves for groove evolution and short spikes only for specific fill moments. You do not need to automate everything. In fact, less is usually better. Two or three well-chosen moves will sound much more intentional than six parameters moving all the time. Now let's talk swing. The Amen already has natural swing, so be careful not to overdo it. If you want to add a bit more movement, you can use the groove pool with a subtle MPC-style 16th note swing, maybe around 54 to 58%. Keep the timing subtle, and keep random low or off. Another option is slicing the Amen into a drum rack and nudging selected hits slightly late. That can create bounce without turning the groove into something too shuffled. The main thing is this. In DNB, swing should feel like forward motion with a little drag, not a lazy shuffle. If the break loses its drive, you've probably pushed it too far. Now for the big move, resampling. Once the automation is sounding good, print it, create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or directly from the Amen track, arm it, and record a full 8 bars of the performance. This is where the workflow gets really powerful, because now you've committed all that movement to audio. Why is that so useful? Because audio can be chopped, reversed, stretched, layered, and rearranged. You're no longer stuck with a loop. You've got material. After recording, try a few options. You can keep the resample as a full loop for your main groove. You can slice it to a new MIDI track by transient or by fixed divisions like 1/8 or 1/16. Or you can use it as a fill tool by taking the most distorted one bar section and using it at the end of a phrase. If you want a quick way to build a fill, duplicate the most aggressive section, reverse the last snare, and add a delay tail or filter sweep into the drop. That creates classic DNB tension without needing a ton of extra programming. Another very effective technique is parallel aggression. Instead of smashing the main break to pieces, create a return track with saturator, drum bus, maybe roar if you've got it, and EQ8 at the end. Roll off the lows under roughly 150 to 250 Hz. Then send your amen to that return and automate the send amount for fills and transitions. This keeps the main break punchy while the return adds thickness, grit, and energy underneath. That parallel method is especially useful in darker drum and bass, where you want the drums to feel brutal but still leave room for the bass line. Headroom matters. If the break starts owning the low mids too much, the bass won't land properly. For arrangement, think in sections. Start with an intro that uses filtered or band-limited resampled drums. That gives the listener a hint of the groove before the full version arrives. In the build, open the filter, increase saturation, and maybe throw a bit of delay or reverb on selected hits. On the drop, bring in the full printy amen with the strongest distortion pass. Then in the next 8 bars, use a slightly different printed version or a more crushed variation to keep the energy moving. This is where phrase-specific automation really shines. Instead of repeating the same exact movement every 8 bars, give each phrase a job. One phrase establishes the groove, the next increases density, another darkens the tone, another peaks and creates a fill that keeps the track from feeling copy-pasted. You can also make 2 printed versions of the break, one cleaner and punchier, one darker and more crushed. Then alternate them every 8 or 16 bars. That contrast can be more effective than constantly turning everything up. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't over-distort the entire break all the time. If everything is smashed non-stop, the groove flattens out. Second, don't overswing it. Too much shuffle can make the break feel lazy instead of rolling. Third, watch your gain staging. Saturator, drum bus, and filter boosts can clip fast, so use utility and keep checking levels. Fourth, don't resample too early. Get one musical automation pass sounding right before you commit it. And fifth, don't automate too many things at once. If everything is moving, nothing feels intentional. Here's a really practical starting formula you can copy. Put EQ8 first, then auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. Automate the filter cutoff from around 12 kHz down to maybe 5 to 8 kHz and back. Increase saturator drive from about plus 2 dB up to plus 8 dB over the phrase. Bring drum bus drive and crunch up gradually. Use utility gain to keep levels stable between sections. That's the basic amen swing distort formula. The swing feels tighter because the distortion and filtering are moving with the phrase. For a quick practice exercise, load an amen, set up that chain, and automate an 8-bar pass where the filter slowly closes and the drive rises. Resample the result to a new audio track. Then chop that resample into a 4-bar main groove, a 1-bar fill, and a 1-bar transition. Duplicate the groove, replace the last bar with the fill, and add a reverse hit or delay throw before the drop. If you want to level up, make 3 versions, one with subtle swing, one with harder distortion, and one with filtered breakdown energy, then compare which one supports the bass line best. So the takeaway is this. Build the break with automation first. Print it. Then treat the print like raw material for arrangement. That's the kind of workflow that makes drum and bass feel fast, committed, and full of energy. Keep your automation intentional, your resampling disciplined, and your groove heavy. And if you want, the next step could be turning this into a rack template or mapping out a full 8-bar amen automation plan bar by bar.